From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series of messages on the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. The text for this, the 10th in the series, is verses 15 through 18, in which the Apostle Paul shows that having delivered believers from condemnation through the atoning sacrifice of Christ, the Holy Spirit brings them into the liberty of God's adopted sons and assures them that by adopting them, God bestows upon them glorious rights and privileges. The unsaved live in bondage to sin, which in turn produces the fear of God's judgment. Through the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit, believers in Christ are freed from that fear, and that leads them into the liberty of the sons of God. In a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue this message entitled, The Spirit of Adoption. First, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is entitled, Help from Without. The text is Isaiah 41 and verse 10, Yea, I will help thee. Yesterday's promise secured us strength for what we have to do, but this guarantees us aid in cases where we cannot act alone. The Lord says, I will help thee. Strength within is supplemented by help without. God can raise us up allies in our warfare, if so it seems good in his sight. And even if he does not send us human assistance, he himself will be at our side, and this is better still. Our august ally is better than legions of mortal helpers. His help is timely. He is a very present help in time of trouble. His help is very wise. He knows how to give each man help meet and fit for him. His help is most effectual, though vain is the help of man. His help is more than help, for he bears all the burden and supplies all the need. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Because he has already been our help, we feel confidence in him for the present and the future. Our prayer is, Lord, be thou my helper. Our experience is, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Our expectation is, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. And our song soon will be, Thou, Lord, hast helped me.
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered what the message of each New Testament book really is? Not just the meaning of a phrase, a text, or even a chapter, but the central message of the entire book? If so, we're happy to offer you the opportunity to obtain a means of doing just that. A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns preached a series of messages in which he explained the teaching of each of the New Testament books. This series was published in a book entitled A Sure Foundation. These messages let you get a grasp of the heart of the New Testament's teaching and show you how relevant it is to your life in the modern world. A Sure Foundation tells you how to live in the light of the gospel, in the freedom of faith, and not in the gloom of guilt and frustration. This is not another how-to book of self-help tips. Its constant theme is the acceptance believers have with God because of the imputation of Christ's righteousness to them, which is the heart of the gospel. Let the Bible Speak has recently obtained a limited number of copies of this publication, and we're now making them available to our listening audience. The price for each copy of A Sure Foundation is $10, which includes shipping and handling. You may have a copy by sending your check for $10 made out to Let the Bible Speak to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. To reserve a copy, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Request your copy of A Sure Foundation today.
There is no slavery like the slavery of sin. There is no bondage like that bondage with which sin in its practice and in its evil nature binds a man. It binds him in mind. It binds him in will. It binds him in heart. It binds him in body. It binds him in every relationship. It curses every part of his existence with a diabolical slavery. And with that slavery, sin brings fear. Unjustified men are not only in bondage to sin, but they're in bondage to Satan. And they live under the condemnation of God. That's the seed from which the fear grows. But the Holy Ghost leads out of bondage, and he leads out of fear. It's a wonderful text in 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The mark of the presence of the Holy Spirit is liberty. The blood-bought birthright of the people of God is liberty. When the Spirit of adoption comes to a man or a woman, he sets them free from the slavery of sin. All sin will fight. Sin will oppose. Sin will attack. The citadel of man's soul will have the armies of hell attacking at every gate, the eye gate, the ear gate, every other gate. But thank God the Christ of God is in possession. The flag of his residence is flying high. The Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of Christ, brings liberty from bondage and from fear. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Jesus said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. He's truly free. In other words, any man who does not have the freedom that justifying grace brings is not free at all. There's so much talk about liberty and spreading liberty. And I am all in favor of political liberty, far, far better than political bondage. But let's realize that fundamentally we're only talking about something on the surface. The souls of men do not know freedom until they know it in Christ. That's what Jesus is saying. If the Son sets you free, you're truly free. If the Son does not set you free, then no matter what other freedom you have, freedom of speech, freedom of travel, freedom of belief, freedom of whatever you like, you are in bondage of the worst kind. There could well be people here tonight, and your own heart tells you that. You know exactly what it is to be in bondage. Behind the smile, there's a slavery that you can't break. I want to tell you, God, the Holy Spirit, is the omnipotent Spirit of glory and of grace, and he brings liberty, the liberty of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul could write to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:7, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Think of those three things. I like to invert the order because this is the order in which we are going to experience it. He gives you a sound mind. You can think straight. As the result of being able to think straight, you are able to grasp the great truth of the love of God in Christ. And when you're thinking straight and you're able to grasp the love of God in Christ, then there's power. That's where you get the power to live. You don't get the power to live by somebody putting you on a guilt trip. You may need to go on the guilt trip to see the need that's in your heart and in your life. But somebody battering you over the head all the time, telling you what you ought to do, what you have to do, what you must do, doesn't give you the power to do it. But oh, when you're thinking straight, the sound mind in Scripture is always a mind that's thinking through the gospel. And you see the love of God in Christ, then that mighty redeeming love of God in Christ gives you power. Power to live. Power really to live. Power to enjoy the life that God has given you. Power to make your life count for God. Power to live in the fellowship of the Holy One and in victory over sin. With a mind that's not held in the dark bondage of fear. This is what Paul is saying. He has not given us the spirit of fear, of power, of love, and of a sound mind. One of my favorite scenes in the Gospels is in Mark's Gospel, chapter 5. There you've got the story of the demoniac of Gadara. It must have been one of the most awful sights anybody ever had to see. Here was this man living among the tombs. Now, don't forget, this was a man with family and friends. I know that from verse 19 of Mark chapter 5. I don't know, perhaps a wife and children. So when you look at this man, you're looking at a fractured family. You're looking at broken hearts. You're looking at tear-stained faces. Here's a man, and he is possessed of a legion of demons. All hell, it appears, has taken up residence in his very body. His mind is destroyed. His body's destroyed. He's living among the tombs. He's a maniac, a madman, a bad man, a dangerous man. So dangerous that they'd taken him and they'd bound him. But in the frenetic and furious energy of the madman, he snaps the bonds. And he's walking and running naked among the tombs. I believe the devil had big plans for that man. If you want to know what the devil was going to do with him, just have a look at what the devil did when he entered into the swine. He destroyed them, and that's exactly what he was going to do with that man. Then Jesus came. My, that's the difference. Then Jesus came. And he cast Satan out. And in verse 15, you have one of the most magnificent statements of testimony in the whole of the Bible. When the people came, they found him sitting. What? This man that was raging like a wild bull, sitting. Meek as a lamb. Clothed. And in his right mind. You're not pushing Scripture too far to realize that's what the Lord Jesus does for every sinner whom he really saves. You're seated with Christ. And you're seated in Christ. He says, I will give you rest. You're clothed. Gone are the old tattered rags of self-righteousness. Gone is the naked shame of depravity, guilt, and sin. You're clothed in the very robe of the righteousness of Christ. And then you're in your right mind. Beautiful, beautiful statement of the Savior's saving grace. Could you imagine what kind of a fool you would look to that poor man if you were to go and try to tell him, you know, you really had life back then? That was real life. You were your own boss. You were free as a bird. They'd look at you and say, are you the lunatic? Now I'm free. Now I'm free. whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Just last weekend, my old church in Ballymoney had its 41st annual missionary weekend. It was always a very precious time, and it continues to be so to this day. Among the people who were taking part was a number of men who were being cared for in a home in Dublin, in south of Ireland, a home that's run by some American believers with whom our churches are working and cooperating. These men have one thing in common. They were all desperately addicted to drugs. And each one of them has come to a saving knowledge of Christ. As anybody who works among drug addicts will know, it's very imperative that they have a time when they can be rooted and grounded in the faith, where they can have an atmosphere where discipline is brought back into the life, and especially where, as they are learning the great truths of the gospel, they are not daily being battered by the influences of the old companions. My wife told me of men who thankfully and graciously made very little of their past, but made much of the Savior. One fellow addicted to drugs from 5 years old. Started by doctors who thought he was a little too rambunctious as a child. Keep him calm. You throw alcohol into the mix, and then you have crime. You have a life that's destroyed. The world is no answer. But each of those men stood up. The overwhelming testimony was, we cannot understand why God would love people like us and save us by His grace. I want to tell you, the Holy Spirit, when He brings a man or a woman to Christ, He leads them into liberty. I wonder tonight, are you Christ's free man? You may never have been on drugs or drink. Still a slave to passion, lust, and pride, the devil's sin, and all that goes with them. I wonder, are you Christ's free man tonight? Set at liberty by the application of the blood of Christ's redemption. The Holy Spirit leads believers into liberty.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.